PFT Media.
Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com, here with your hyperlocal Orlando news. A new restaurant called the Hangry Bison has opened its doors in the Winter Park Village Shopping Center in the former Firefly Bar space. Located across from the movie theater, the Hangry Bison focuses on burgers made from beef, bison, and seafood. They also specialize in bourbon and beer, and some of their produce is sourced from Florida growers. Grain and Ember, a new pizza restaurant owned by the owners of Pizzeria Roberti, will open inside Sanford's under-construction food hall, Henry's Depot, later this fall. The food hall is in a former train depot built in 1940, located within the downtown commercial historic district at 212 West 1st Street. Recently announced tenants are Nutty Peanut, a peanut butter cafe, Dixie Dharma, a vegan restaurant, Twisted Greek serving hero sandwiches, and a brewery named The Basin. SeaWorld Orlando announced it has banned plastic straws and plastic bags from its theme park. An estimated 8 million metric tons of plastic ends up in the ocean every year, according to the Ocean Conservancy, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group. Plastic straws will be replaced by paper straws, and guests can also purchase reusable plastic straws. June is National Gay Pride Month, and Shake Shack is selling a Pride milkshake through the end of the month. It's a strawberry shake blended with lemonade and topped with whipped cream and rainbow sprinkles. $1 from every shake benefits the Trevor Project, a nonprofit that provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ youth. On May 14th, Winter Park City Council voted 4-1 in favor of the request from Cidgen Corporation for conditional use approval to construct a two-story, four-unit residential project based on the Barber Apartments built and designed by architect Gamble Rogers. The 10,500-square-foot property is at 301 West Comstock Avenue. Domu Restaurant, inside East End Market in the Audubon Park Garden District, was found to be operating with an expired Division of Hotels and Restaurants license during its most recent inspection on April 16th. 27 other health code violations were also found, many of which were immediately corrected on site. Domu was awarded Best Japanese Restaurant of 2018 by Orlando Magazine. The word domu is slang for, quote, coming off of the dome, a.k.a. whatever comes to mind, according to owner Sonny Nguyen. The newly formed Orlando Technology Community Support Pilot Program will award up to $65,000 in matching grants in $1,000 and $10,000 packages for Orlando technology companies to develop focused activities and programs that grow and connect those within the Orlando tech community. Applications are now available online at orlando.org/Orlando Tech Pilot Program. And finally, despite Publix announcing May 25th they'd suspend all political donations after anti-gun activist David Hogg called for die-in protests across the state to call attention to Publix's $670,000 in donations to, quote, proud NRA sellout Adam Putnam, Orlando Weekly uncovered a lobbying group called Florida Retail Federation, almost completely funded by Publix, gave Putnam's Political Action Committee $100,000 7 days after Publix made their announcement. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.